the heading or the title in our recovery version is Christ and His Cross. Songs, all the prophets of the church. And we will see that in chapter 4 and chapter 5, chapter 6, there were problems in the church in Corinth.
4장, 5장, 6장에 보면
고린도
교회 안에 있는
We know that in the original text, 1 Corinthians is an epistle written to the church in Corinth. So they don't have, in the original text, we don't have chapters. So only one letter. But for our convenience, reading it and to enter into it, usually they are broken down into chapters. And to further help us, some of the Bibles, they have sections, divide them, so we can easily grasp what's spoken, what's written. So in 1 Corinthians, in the beginning, we have the introduction. Then there was the section dealing with the divisions. That's from chapter 1. And so happened that in going over chapter 4, 5, and 6, chapter 4 is a continuation of dealing with the matter of divisions. And chapter 5 is dealing with the evil brother.
It's
not so good. And chapter 6 is concerning there were some lawsuits in the church in Corinth. So they were dealing with the lawsuits among the believers. Then there was a dealing with the abuse of freedom. So these are the sections what we are covering this morning. So happened there were four problems. But the title for the whole book is concerning Christ and His Cross. So all the problems.
So
Paul is very focused because Paul is focused on Christ.
Amen.
Paul is focused on the church. Quite often we all have problems. Every family has problems. How do we deal with the problems? We just deal the problems. Paul is taking care of the situation, but at the same time, what's inside of Paul is something so good, so high. That is Christ. It is His cross. So I just enjoy this time when we are reviewing the chapter 4, 5, and 6. I really enjoy that Paul is such a brother. He is truly, he's an apostle. An apostle, in fact, represents all the believers. So the way Paul is, should be all of us. We all should be like Paul. Even Paul told the Corinthians in the section we are covering this morning, be imitators of me. Of course, Paul is an imitator of Christ. So we imitate Paul, we imitate Christ. When we started, we only read two verses in the beginning. These two verses I enjoyed very much because Paul mentioned, of course, the division was because the Corinthians, some exalted Paul, some exalted Cephas, some exalted Apollo, some even just said, we are Christ, we are better than all of you. Paul is not like that. Paul in these two verses mentioned that they should account us a servant of Christ. Paul is a servant of Christ.
We
all are servants of Christ. Of course, we are not worthy. We are sinners saved by grace. But God has bought us, has made us a kingdom of priests, made us servants of Christ. But he says something first, stewards of the mysteries of God. Stewards is not particular.
And
he mentioned, it is sought in stewards that one be found faithful. Stewards has the same root as the word economy, concerning God's economy. And God's economy is concerning Christ and the church. And as I mentioned earlier, Paul is truly faithful. In every chapter, we are covering 4, 5, and 6, Paul is filled with Christ. Paul is concerned for the church. So he is a steward, a faithful steward. Concerning this matter of mysteries of God, in the New Testament, there are quite a few places mentioned different mysteries. You know, in the Matthew 13, mentioned about the mysteries of the kingdom of the heavens, and there's the mystery of God, mystery of the kingdom of God in Luke chapter 8, and even in First Corinthians 13, Paul mentioned about that. He understands all the mysteries. Even someone understand all the mysteries. So the mysteries in the New Testament, they are not just they are different mysteries. But Paul here is speaking concerning the mysteries of God. The mysteries of God, according to the revelation in the New Testament, are mainly two things. Maybe we can read the verses. The first place is the following verse in Colossians chapter 2. Verse 2. Let's read together. So the first part of the mystery is the mystery of God. The mystery of God is Christ. That Paul's understanding in the mystery of Christ, which is the church. So Ephesians is a book on the church. Concerning the church is a core outline. Concerning the church is the body of Christ, is the house of God, the kingdom of God, the bride of Christ, and is a soldier. All this shows that Paul understands the mystery of Christ. So the two put together, which is Christ and the church, there's a verse concerning this, that is Ephesians 5:32, that we read together.
So in Ephesians 5, it speaks concerning
the husband and wife, their relationship. And Paul, after speaking concerning it, and then he said, I speak concerning Christ and the church. And when Christ and church put together, it's called mystery is great. So it's a great mystery, which is Christ and the church. You know? There's another place in Timothy, he mentioned the mystery of godliness. God manifested in the flesh. The mystery of godliness, in fact, is also Christ and the church. Because the mystery of godliness is God manifested in the flesh. Firstly, it was individual Christ, Christ himself, is God manifested in the flesh. But after Christ's death and resurrection, and the church came into being. The church is the body of Christ, is also God manifested in the flesh. So I will go into details. So Christ is what Paul is focused, in fact, intensely focused in all his writings. This should be our focus also. In our reading the word, in our meeting, fellowship with one another, we should have Christ as our focus. Last time we were having a review, a fellowship in the evening meeting, and we were going over a title of the message. That is the supreme preciousness of the all-inclusive Christ. Christ, our Christ is all-inclusive. And this Christ, he has this supreme preciousness. I don't know about you. Sometimes we've received the Lord, we have Christ. When I just received the Lord, before I received the Lord, Christ was not in my vocabulary. Of course, afterwards people preached to me and brought me to the gospel meeting, and I was closed in the beginning. Then later I opened up a little bit, and eventually I saw Christ. And eventually I received Christ. So I realized a little bit this Christ. A little knowing caused me to receive Him. A little look, a little seeing caused me to appreciate Him, even to love Him. Last time message was just bring us back to this precious Christ. Even His supreme preciousness. The brother shared that we all Christians, after we receive Christ, there should be a change of value in our concept. How much Christ is to you? Of course, when I was unbeliever, Christ was nothing. But after I received, Christ is precious. But how is Christ precious to you? Or how much Christ is precious to you? This we all need to ask ourselves. Thank the Lord that this morning we all are here. Why are you here? I hope it's not because the kids sometimes the mom wants to come. I think all of us sitting here, of course, to come is better than not to come. But if you're coming just because of the routine, we need to ask ourselves. If we have the eagerness, zealous to come, that shows something. So we all need to ask ourselves, Brother even shared, if a person, after he received Christ, his value or the concept of the value has no change, has not changed. He is not a real Christian. Somebody else said, I didn't say that. I dare not to say that, but this phrase shows something. That we all, after we receive the law, that we should have a change of value. If this meeting means a lot to you, treasure this meeting. Right? So your concept changed. Before, I don't want to come to the meeting. Back to Christ and back to the church. So Paul is a faithful steward. So in all of us, following Paul, should be servants of Christ, Right? We should be stewards. Stewards in the house, right? The church is God's house. So we are in God's house. We are here to be faithful servants and also faithful stewards. To minister Christ, to minister church to one another.
청지들이며 빅리스를 서로 서로에게 공급해야 합니다.
Because of time, I should continue. Of course, let me just mention a little bit concerning the church. The church is what's on God's heart. In Matthew, he mentioned that there was a merchant, he found a pearl. Then he went to sell everything.
귀하십니다.
By his pearl.
이 진주를 사기 위해 갖고 있는 모든 것을 다 팝니다. 이 진주가 바로
so 너희 if we love the Lord,
주님을 사랑한다면
we should love the church.
교회를 사랑해야
because 왜냐하면 Christ loves the church.
그리스도가 교회를
사랑하십니다. We'll have a Christ loving Christ. We have a church loving Christ in all of us.
교회를 사랑하는 그리스도가 우리
so we should not do anything to damage the church.
교회의
소원을 어떤 것을 or for the church compose all of us.
이 교회는 우리 모두로 구성되었습니다.
Follower of Paul and followers of Christ. Yes. Church loving believers. Praise the Lord. In chapter 4, there's another particular term. This time when I went over, I'm very touched. That is in chapter 4, verses
8-10. 하나님께서 사도인 우리를 사랑하는 선물을 받은 사람들 같이 맨 마지막에 주셨다고 생각합니다. 왜냐하면 우리가 세상 곧 천사들과 사람들에게 구경거리가 되었기 때문입니다. 우리는 그리스도 때문에 어리석지만 여러분은 그리스도 안에서 현명하고 우리는 약하지만 여러분은 강하고 여러분은 영광을 받지만 우리는 천대를 받습니다. 지방을 저도 권유합니다. 우리는 지금까지 세상의 쓰레기와 만물의 찌꺼기 같이 되었습니다.
You know, like I mentioned in the beginning, this portion of the word is a continuation concerning Paul dealing with the division. Dealing with division because the Corinthians, they exalt one over the other. Paul mentioned that they are just servants. They are just stewards. I think God has set for us the apostles, last of all, are doomed to death because we have become a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to man. The picture was that in Paul's time, the criminals, they will fight with the wild beast in the amphitheater to entertain the people. And the criminal fighting with the wild beast was the last show.
사실 이 야수와 싸우는 그 원의
경기는 마지막 쇼였습니다.
그래서 바울은 자신을 그렇게 비유합니다. 맨 마지막에 하나님의 두려움을
내기 위해
짐승에게 물려주는 마지막 사우스와 같이 자신의 영역을 볼 수 있습니다.
So in the worldly people's eyes, 세상
사람들이 볼 때 사도들은 이와 같습니다. 세상 사람들이 볼 때 사도들은
짐승이 물려치고 있는 것과 사용한 것과 같은 향수와 같이 그런 구경거리가 있습니다. 우리는 그리스에 대한 그림들이 볼 수 있는 것입니다. 우리는 세운 사람들은 구경거리입니다.
12월 12일 날 두 번의 모임이 있었습니다.
That's why, you know, when all the friends were invited, you know, would you believe in the Lord? Yes. Want to be baptized? Yes. One after another, you know. And later on, we had to divide the baptism in two places. So many of them got baptized. So total was 25. And one didn't get baptized on the 12th. On December 12th, was baptized this past Friday.
하지만 지난 금요일 날 결국 침례
받았습니다. So many get baptized and added to the church. And I'm just so thankful that we can be all a part of this. My realization, you know, when Paul said, we apostles, God has set us forth, doomed to death.
We are spectacle.
Both angels to the world, angels and to man. Is that we all are put in a situation day by day. What Paul mentioned, Christ and his cross is the solution to all the problems. We all are put into different situations that cause us to die to ourselves.
우리는 결국 십자가 말미암아 우리는
죽어야 합니다. 그 십자가에서
죽음으로 말미암아
우리는 그리스도를 향하여 살게 됩니다.
여러분 그 복음 전파하고
그리스도를 향하여 사는 것입니다. 여러분 그리스도가 흘러나옵니다.
우리 함께 올 때 가운데 그리스도가
살고 계십니다.
이 구경거리는 사실 영광스러운 것입니다.
When I read it before, They are willing to die to themselves. They are willing to live to Christ. They are willing to put ourselves on our faces, are willing to share the gospel with others. Praise the Lord.
So we continue to chapter 5. Chapter 5 is the continuation of chapter 4. chapter 5 is concerning dealing with the evil brother. His brother in the church in Corinth, and he has his stepmother. And Paul was so burdened. Paul said twice, remove this one from your midst. So, you know, we have a lot of young ones here. We always try to help the young ones in this matter, that we should not be loose, you know, we should not be loose. Because Paul's words also very strong. He was not there present physically. He said, I'm with you in my spirit. When we are assembled together to give this one to Satan,
that his spirit might be saved.
So this matter is very serious. So we always encourage young ones, and the matter of relationship should lead to marriage. It should not be that way. They should not have a few, you know, you are involved. You know, God has arranged two, right? Adam and Eve to be one flesh. One plus one to be one flesh. But in the context, Paul used the picture of Passover. Passover, he mentioned that Passover and sacrifice. That means Christ was the Passover lamb. But he mentioned that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. That means this evil brother, his deeds is kind of like a leaven. And the church is like the lump. When we have the Lord's table, the table that bread, is a picture that of that leavened bread. This picture, after the Passover, when they had the Passover, they eat the lamb, then they eat the unleavened bread, then they eat the bitter herbs. This way, the children of Israel, they were redeemed, and they are ready to come out of Egypt. So today, that picture is a picture of us. But Paul applies that picture, it's not just in the applying that Passover, not just in the children of Israel that coming out of Egypt. He said the children of Israel, when they had the Passover, Passover is the first day. There's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Feast of Unleavened Bread has 7 days. The 7 days Feast of Unleavened Bread, the first day is called the Passover. Then the rest of the day is a continuation, it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread lasted 7 days. And the seventh is word, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, it mentioned many times the word, the number seven. You know, God created 6 days, on the 6 days he created man, on the 7th day he rested, so 7. In the New Testament, there are many places mentioned 7, churches. You know, and, 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 bowls, all these are 7. And there are many other places mentioned about 7. 7 is a complete number in time. It's like, we have a week, 7 days. So, 7 to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread, 7 days, typify our entire Christian life. From the day we got converted, from the day we received the Lord, until the day the rapture. Of course, rapture is when the Lord comes and we're still living. So my point is, the seventh day means that, you know, we should keep the feast of unleavened bread 7 days in time of our Christian time. You know, recently I really enjoyed that we have the expanded version of this, of the morning watch, you know, sheets. And many saints, you know, they start having morning watch on the fall. And there was one small group this past week, they told me, the whole small group, they are teamed up, you know, everyone within that communication. Get up in the morning and read the word, footnotes, you know, and they really enjoy the word, you know. That's one way to keep the feast. That we all can keep the feast every day, you know, 7 days, even our entire life. They said that meeting, you know, everybody shares, because everybody has something, you know, there's no need somebody to lead, you know. I think we're still pressing up, you know, in this matter. We hope everyone will daily get into the Word. When we enjoy the Word, then we enjoy the feast. We enjoy the Lord as our life supply. It's unleavened bread of feast. So the Lord said, keep the feast, not with the old leaven, or with the leaven of malice and evil, but with the bread of sincerity and truth. And only Christ is the bread of sincerity and truth. It supplies us with the pure life supply to energize us to go on with the Lord. Of course, the picture of the children of Israel, after they enjoy the Passover, they continue the journey, following the Lord, the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, through the wilderness to enter into the good land. Later, when we go to chapter 10, we will see there was the rock. They followed the children of Israel, and the Paul says, the rock is following you. The rock is following me. They all drank the spiritual drink. They all ate the spiritual food, they enjoy Christ as their life supply, and they journey up to follow the Lord. You know? Of course, the goal is not just in the wilderness, not just at the tabernacle. The goal is to enter into the good land and build the temple for God. So, this recent Thanksgiving conference, we mentioned that we need to go up from the tabernacle church life to the temple church life. You know, tabernacle church life is still temporary. Temple church life is permanent. So we need to go up. So we all are on this journey, going down with the Lord and keeping the feast. So we see this chapter 5 gave us this picture. Maybe we can read the verses together in chapter 5, verse 6. Let's read all these verses together. So, how about let's all say, keep the feast. On one hand, he's dealing with this, you know, evil brother. On the other hand, he's saying, keep the feast. So Paul is very wise in dealing with him, and very burdened that all the saints will enjoy church life, keeping the feast. But in keeping the faith, we need to deal with the leaven. Because the leaven is going to spoil our feast. That's why Paul encouraged them, you know, we need to remove that evil eye. But it's not for condemnation, but rather it's for his sake and for the sake of the whole church. And if we read up, we will see in the 2 Corinthians his brother was brought back. So he can keep the feast too, right? he spoiled his feast in 1 Corinthians, and there was a Daniel that the rest of the saints in Corinth will be affected. So by Paul's healthy teaching, by Paul's help, the Corinthians, they were keeping the feast. And this brother was also recovered, repented, and come back to the church. So praise Lord for 1 Corinthians chapter 6. To the end of in after chapter 5, when we get into the chapter 6, you mean in the matter of dealing with the lawsuits among the brothers. Of course, I won't get into that. It's going to take too much time. But Paul mentioned that quite rather be wrong. The way they fight for their rights
is a failure. 차라리 억울한 일을 당하고 잘 속는 것이 낫지 않나요? 그러고 있습니다.
Paul mentioned in verse 9, I don't know whether, in chapter 6, he mentioned, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? So when you have a lawsuit,
불의한 사람들은 하나님의 왕국을 상속받지 못한다는 것을 믿지 않습니까? 여러분이 믿고 여러분이 맞다고 생각합니다.
Then he mentioned something. Of course, the fornicator was in chapter 5. Then he mentioned, all these things were some of you. Wow.
The
church in Corinth, they were people like this. But they got saved. But Paul's word after that was that these things were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the Spirit of our God. So Paul was, on one hand, he was warning the saints in Corinth. Yes, they got saved. Yes, before, there were some of them in this kind of situation. But he told them, but you are washed, you are sanctified, and you are justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and in the Spirit of God. Then he went into the next section. The next section is concerning it implies something. It mentioned about the body. You know, some are abusing their body. In the body, in the stomach,
그들은 일하는
것도 먹는 것을 위해서 and the foods. What?
하나님이 이 배와 음식 모두를
God will destroy them.
그것을 없애라고 말씀하십니다.
So we should not abuse the man of freedom in
eat. 우리의 먹는 우리의 먹을 자유가 있지만 이 자유를 나누어서는 안
됩니다. He said, some
어떤 이들은
they join themselves to prostitute.
심지어 자신의 몸을 창녀와 사람은 창녀와 한 몸이라고 해서 알지 못하니까 아니면 주님께서 둘이 한
그것은 very negative point to bring out something very positive.
이 구성적인 상황을 매우 긍정적으로 바꿉니다. 그래서 바로 보죠. 6장 17절입니다. 그러나 주님과 합하는 것은 한 영입니다.
Let's read 16 also.
창녀와 합하는 사람은 창녀와 한 몸이라는 것을 알지 못합니까? 하나님께서 둘이 사귀지 않은 것이다 라고 말씀하셨기 때문입니다. 그러나 주님과 합하는 사람은 주님과 한 영입니다.
You know, this point is so positive. I don't know whether you saw this coming. This whole week, we will cover this one verse. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
주님께서 그의 영과 함께 계시기를 바랍니다. 내가 그대와 함께 하기를 바랍니다.
We see the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus can be with our spirit. That's why this verse says, "The Lord be with your spirit." So our spirit is the dwelling place of God. But in 1 Corinthians said, "He who is joined to the Lord." He didn't say, "Your spirit joined to the Lord." The Lord is with our spirit, right? So it should be our spirit joined to the Lord's spirit is one spirit, right? But this verse says, he who is joined to the Lord. That means the entire person. Your spirit, your soul, your body is joined to the Lord. And it's one spirit. Wow. What is Paul trying to say? Paul is trying to say in another two verses in chapter 6. That your bodies, everybody, right? Bodies, your bodies are members of Christ. Our bodies, members of Christ. My body, according to Romans 7, is a body of sin. But God wants our body to be members of Christ. And there was another verse, I think, in 19. 19 or 20, mentioned about, do you not know your body, singular? It's a temple of the Holy Spirit. Even our body to the extent, God will save us to the extent that even our body, corporately, is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, this is God's salvation. God's salvation from where? From our spirit and to our soul. Even reaching our spirit, reaching our body.
Our body's name.
And we will be joined to the Lord as one spirit.
Amen.
And our body will be a temple of the Holy Spirit. Will be a temple of God. Okay, how can this be? There are two verses. When we read it, then I'll be finished. Romans
8:6.
Let's read together.
육체의 준 생각은 죽음이지만 영의 준 생각은 생명과 평안입니다. 누가 예수님을 죽은 사람들 가운데 살리신 분의 영께서 여러분 안에 거하시며 그리스도를 죽은 사람들 가운데서 살리신 분께서 여러분 안에 거하시는 그의 영을 통하여 여러분의 죽을 몸에도 생명을 주실 것입니다.
With all of us, our spirit is life. because of righteousness. Christ, he shed his blood, and he justified us, and our spirit is made alive. As the spirit is in our spirit. But the two verses mentioned, when our mind is set on the spirit, life and peace, our mind, our soul will be life.
And
not only so, in verse 11, it mentioned, in the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead abides in him. He who raised Christ Jesus from among the dead will also give life to your mortal body. So even our mortal body, can see the dispensing of the divine life. This is very
practical.
Sometimes in the morning, maybe sleep late, you're tired. So when you come to the meeting, having the Lord's table, having the share with the saints, you feel energized, right? I try quite often, when I come to the meeting, I'm kind of a little tired of this, that. But after the meeting, I'm always awake. And the reason is, I got the dispensing of life even to my mortal body. So thank the Lord for his full salvation. He wants to save us, not just a part of our being, but a great part of our being.
To make us
our body, members of Christ. And together, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, the temple of God. So praise the Lord for salvation. Okay, I'll stop here. Maybe we can continue.